station, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Well, here's a quick report from May the 10th, 2012. Well, in the UK, we're getting ready or looking ahead to the Olympic Games, whatever you make of that, good or bad. It opens on the 27th of July and ends on August 12th. There's some Paralympic Games after that, but that's the main event. And of course, there are various conspiracy theories and worries that there may be some sort of terror attack, false flag, we would say, on the Olympics. And in the mainstream view, that there may be a genuine attack on the Games, massive armaments and stuff being deployed on council flats, missiles being sighted, lots of soldiers going to be there, and of course a battleship in the Thames. So is it Olympic flame or Olympic shame today? Because today the Olympic flame was lit in a kind of pseudo-pagan ceremony in Greece, where I bet they really would rather be spending the money on other things. I think there was quite a few luxury refreshments available for the various types who were invited along. And the flame is on the road. But on the road to where? Because on the same day, of course, there were two terrible explosions in Damascus that killed many in Syria. So instantly you got a mingling in the media of explosions and violence and the Olympic flame being lit at the same time. Does that link the two in our minds? I was doing a little bit of research, of course, into Damascus, and I thought there's a phrase, the road to Damascus, and I looked up on the internet, as we tend to do very often with these things when we want something quick, and I found a free dictionary which says the road to Damascus is a turning point, a sudden turning point in a person's life, similar to the sudden conversion of the Apostle Paul on the road from Jerusalem to Damascus to arrest the Christians. It's a turning point, landmark or watershed, an event marking a unique or important historical change, of course, or one on which important developments depend, and we can sort of italicise that ourselves. The agreement was a watershed in the history of both nations. That's a quote. So is this a sign that the torch symbolically is on the road to Damascus, that maybe Damascus today symbolises violence in the explosions, and then actually the torch is on its way to the Olympics, where some sort of terror event, false flag or otherwise, but we would have to say false flag if it's planned and prefigured in this way, could occur. Well, I'm not saying it's definite, but the timing, as often with these things, was rather chilling. You know, I got both in the same morning's news on the radio, and when that sort of thing happens, you tend to think, particularly if you're already making these sort of connections, but we've got to wait and see what happens at the Olympics with the dates, August 4th and 12th, raised particularly by Ian R. Crane, the researcher, and of course 2-7 being 27, and could that refer to 2-7-7-7, which has the 7th anniversary in the same month? We'll have to see.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.